Out of the mouth of babes and infants you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? So writes King David in Psalm 8. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength. Martin Luther says, this is the way Christ's kingdom is established. Not with human force or wisdom or power, not with counsel, but with the Word and the Holy Spirit. The gospel preached by, as he says, infants and sucklings. But by infants, he doesn't mean just little babies, maybe like Aislinn Maeve, who can't talk yet, but plain, simple, unsophisticated people, like you and me. People who simply grasp the Word of God by faith. They grasp and accept it, and they are led and directed by God like little children. And children should be taught to constantly honor God's name and have it upon their lips in all circumstances and in all the experiences that they have as a child, so they will have it on their lips when they grow up as adults. God's name and having it on our lips is the way of all consolation. It's the way out of mourning. First, we have God in our heart by faith, and then on our lips by confession. May the Lord Jesus Christ grant that to us all. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what did you come here to hear today? God's majesty and created order are found outside. You saw it slipping and sliding all the way here today. But God is not an absent watchmaker who makes the watch of the world and then sets it running and ticking and then lets it go. He doesn't leave it alone. No, his majesty and his glory are displayed by a little baby who is made God made flesh. He comes into this world, into our world, to free us from sin and death and the power of the devil. That's the Christmas message. And you heard it here today out of the mouth of babes and children. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.